Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer. Transitioning from Cancer Treatment by Gabriella Currie. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Gabriella Currie offers simple ways to make the transition from cancer treatment to your new normal that much gentler. Many cancer survivors have reported that although they had good information and support during their illness, once treatment stops and they enter into their new world, there are many questions that come with anxiety and navigating more unknowns. These are some tips to keep in mind when coming out of active treatment. Have open and honest conversations with the people around you. It's difficult for loved ones, friends, and colleagues to understand what you've gone through, and there's the expectation that you should be normal after treatment. Unless having experienced treatment themselves or with someone close to them, they will not have insight into the fact that your body is still processing side effects and latent effects of your treatments. Like any advice for functional relationships, communication is important. Tell the people in your life what you're struggling with and ask them for their patience and continued support as you continue to heal. Give yourself time. We are our own harshest critics, and the most expectations come from within. Ask those around you to be patient and gentle with yourself too. The physical, emotional, and psychosocial healing after cancer treatment is better measured in months and years as opposed to weeks and days. Be proud of the small achievements you make. Every small change you feel, whether it's improved range of motion or less anxiety when going for blood tests and scans, is a step towards healing. Be consistent with your follow-up care and appointments. Ongoing monitoring ensures that you stay on top of your health. You become more aware of your body, and if something is bothering you, then it's important to see to it sooner rather than later. Seeing to your health and going for regular checkups keeps you in control of monitoring your body and health. Although these checkups may induce anxiety or serve as a reminder of what you've been through, they are there for a reason. Make sure you're comfortable contacting your doctors with regards to both cancer-related and non-cancer-related health concerns. Find ways to manage any lasting physical side effects, particularly fatigue. Cancer treatments can often leave patients with long-term fatigue. Finding the energy to perform simple tasks may be frustrating and can trigger many emotions. Eating healthy and performing meaningful, fulfilling physical activities and exercises can help you feel better after treatment, as well as eliminate the feeling of fatigue. Prioritize your mental and emotional health. Your mindset and outlook on life after you've completed treatment is important. You may be feeling a mixture of relief, anxiety, or even sadness in the survivorship phase. Finding a healthy and supportive environment to speak about your experience is vital in healing, and it helps to unite people in that you're not alone in your experiences. Journaling has also been a helpful method for many to heal and process their treatment in words. Don't let your fears stop you from living in the moment. Fear of recurrence is so natural after having completed initial treatment, and it's sometimes a reality for some cancer survivors. Focusing on the here and now and enjoying the day, week, or company that you're in can help ground you and stop the mind from wandering to the depths of what if. Embrace the people and places that matter the most to you. Find the things in your life that bring meaning and fulfillment to your everyday activities. It may be spending time with loved ones, taking a walk, or getting to a list of tasks you've been putting off for a while. But form the habit of looking for the joy in everything that you do until that becomes your new normal. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.